T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I don't think I'm alone on the, what is it, Busch Light? Is that what we were talking about? Did I even make that anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Busch beer is, it's like what you drink when you can't afford beer, right? I mean, well, it's college beer, isn't it?
I mean, I think so, but I guess there are probably plenty of people who drink it. Yeah.
We were talking about there's some promotion to make Busch Light, not even Busch, but Busch Light beer less expensive. I think if I were at a bar, I know I've been at a barbecue or at, you know, outdoor party or something like that. I think summertime in a cooler and say, hey, you're at somebody's house and they go, hey, you want a beer? And you go, yes, absolutely. And they open it up and there's all beer that you not only don't drink, it's not like you don't drink because you're unfamiliar with it. You actively don't like it.
I know.
And
but you don't want to be rude and you want to just take what you're given. I've always been taught that. You're a guest at somebody's home. Yeah. You know, you take what you're offered. My mother used to say, take what you're offered. But then what do? Do you choke it down? What do you do?
You walk around with it for a while and then you look for a spot to put it on a table that's already kind of filled with cups and other beer cans and walk away quickly without drinking it. That's what I would do.
The casual hideaway. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like if you go to somebody's house and they serve dinner and you don't like it, what do?
That's a little more complicated. Are you sitting down
because
at a table?
Right. If you're sitting down at a table and you're not at an outdoor barbecue, then you have to kind of own the plate. Mm-hmm. You can't just leave it somewhere. So now they're going to know what you ate and what you didn't eat.
Yeah,
right?
You got to muscle it down.
Just actively cut like they do in the movies. Just keep your fork and knife moving so it looks like you're fishing around the plate. Take little bites if you have to, but drink in between a lot, like water or whatever you have to drink. Just look busy. Look like your hands and your mouth are busy.
But at some point, they're going to clear the plate. Can I clear?
Right, that's
are you
the
finished?
Thing.
And they're going to look and go, "What did you enjoy it? Can I, you know?"
There's
at
a way
some
to
point, they're
going to
see everything on your plate.
You could maneuver your food a little bit, and then maybe
but you got to choke
napkin.
Some of it down. You got to choke some of it down.
And
that's
then,
the thing.
And then you need to offer some kind of. I had a late lunch, or you know, I don't know. I had boy, that those nachos that we had earlier were great. I must have filled up on those or something like that.
No, that late helps. Lunch.
You got to give an excuse. Yeah.
Nachos. Oh, I had a late lunch. That's
nice.
A good one.
You do that at a restaurant. A good server will say, "Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Can I get you something else? Was everything okay?"
Yeah.
You know, have you ever had somebody say that to you in a restaurant?
Yes. Like even at a restaurant, if I don't like it that much, I don't want to send it back.
Right.
So I try to choke it down enough that the waitress won't say, "Didn't you like it?" Like, I'm nervous about that. I don't like that.
That's even more extreme. Mm. You're paying for the meal.
I know.
Eat it or don't eat it. You know, they don't. I think they just want you to be happy. Well, I'm going to make an English muffin in a minute. If you guys were here, I'd serve you some of it and see if you could choke it down, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Will there be Busch Light?
Yeah.